Smokies. I even run from the Smokies. Grab his noodles lively inside the bun. I meant Victory Smokey. The hard mozzarella cheese splattered across my cheek. Severely scalding my skin. I quickly rubbed off the steamy mozzarella and threw my face under cool water. After many thoughts of for a considerable time, my cheeks still felt pain when I walked with my tongue. The whole experience was traumatizing, especially for my cheek and tongue.
I told you I was in the refrigerator.
We made the body into three people workers, including there were 2 days ago waiting on the train.
You are deformed. You are false. You are a counterfeit. You are disgusting. You are pustulous, scrofulous, abscessus. You are a disease. You are the stench of death. You are ugly. You are impure. You are going to hell. You are hell. That's because you're going to hell because you are hell. Hell is hell and you are hell.
He must die. Shark and green mutated. Mutilated. Mutilated. Thank you very much. But there's one of the victims. And their tongue torn out.
Future sweet equal.
Satan is Pepsi.
As I stumbled to the kitchen sink, my 4-year-old son. Infection spills and sparks in drips of blood. He was temporarily shocked, and thought I was leaving his unexplained tree as I screamed out in pain. After I had explained that the smoking had hurt me, he relaxed somewhat, but still seemed concerned about watching his dad scream out loud with tears. The whole experience grew under the miniature crisis. Short-lived yet stressing and frightful for my son. The whole experience was excruciatingly agonizing. I hope the father's new purchase mozzarella smokies are made a little more clearly.
Some managers were excellent, others just average. How did we know who was excellent and who was average? We asked each company to provide us with performance measures. Measures like sales, profit, customer satisfaction scores, employee turnover figures, employee opinion data, and 360-degree surveys were all used to distill the best managers from the rest. You are the machinist who bothers to write down all the little hints and tips you have picked up so that you can present them as an informal manual to apprentice machinists just learning their craft. You're the grocery store clerk who tells the customer that the grapefruit are in aisle 5, but who then walks her to aisle 5, explaining that the grapefruit are always stocked from the back to the front. If you like your grapefruit really firm, you say, pick one from the back. You are the manager who so loves your work that you get tears in your eyes when asked to describe how you helped so many of your people succeed. You are the manager who so loves your work that you get tears in your eyes when asked to describe how you helped so many of your people succeed. You are the manager who so loves your work that you get tears in your eyes when asked to describe how you helped so many of your people succeed. You are the manager who so loves your work that you get tears in your eyes when asked to describe how you helped so many of your people succeed. You are the manager who so loves your work that you get tears in your eyes when asked to describe how you helped so many of your people succeed. You are the manager who so loves your work that you get tears in your eyes when asked to describe how you helped so many of your people succeed.
While another handles himself.
You may be extremely customer service oriented. Is everyone else as customer driven as you? Or perhaps you define yourself by your creativity. Are you surrounded by people who push the envelope as you do?
While another handles himself.